Chapter 2. How to obtain a Kentucky driver's license. Why are drivers licensed? To ensure that each driver has the basic skills necessary to be a safe, efficient, and responsible driver. Who needs a Kentucky license? Any current or new resident of Kentucky who plans to drive a motor vehicle. Who does not need a Kentucky driver's license? Any person in the armed forces of the United States who has an operator's license from the United States, and who is operating an official vehicle in the course of his service to our country. Members of the military on active duty and their dependents who hold a valid license from another state. Non-residents working in Kentucky who hold a valid license from another state. Full-time students enrolled in school or college with a valid license from another state. Operators of road machinery, farm tractors, or other farm implements being used for the purpose for which they were designed. Who may not have a license? Anyone under 16 years of age. Anyone whose license has been suspended or revoked and not reinstated. Any person judged by a court to be mentally incompetent. Anyone who has a physical or mental impairment which makes it unsafe for him to drive. Any person who is unable to understand highway warnings or direction signs in the English language. What are the requirements for obtaining a Kentucky license? The applicant must be a resident of Kentucky. Applicants must be at least 16 years of age. A first-time applicant must bring his Social Security card and original or certified copy of his birth certificate. A parent or legal guardian must sign the application, if the applicant is under the age of 18. Applicants must pass the vision, knowledge, and skills tests. Where do I get my license? You must apply at the Circuit Court Clerk's office in your county of residence. For more information regarding testing day, you may contact your local examiner or Circuit Court Clerk. What must I bring with me to apply for a permit or license? Your Social Security card, which has not been laminated. An original or certified copy of your birth certificate. The parent or legal guardian of applicants under the age of 18 must sign the application. The legal guardian must have a certified copy of guardianship papers. No pass, no drive, form. For applicants under the age of 18 applying for an instruction permit or transfer license, a completed school compliance verification form issued by the public, private or home school the minor is attending must be submitted to the circuit clerk's office in accordance with 601-13-070 and no pass, no drive. Loss of license or permit can occur for dropping out of school or for academic deficiency in accordance with KRS 159.051, 601-KAR-13-070. What will the test to obtain a permit consist of? A vision examination is required. Minimum visual acuity of 20/40 is required, or the applicant will be referred to a vision specialist. A written knowledge test which will contain questions regarding driving rules, regulations, procedures, and highway signs. You will find all information for the test in this manual. Applicants must make a minimum score of 80% to pass this test. Tests can be given orally for applicants who cannot read the English language. However, the signs portion of the test must be answered by the applicant from his own knowledge and understanding. Tests in several foreign languages are available. Are special programs available? A bioptic program with special training provided by the Kentucky Office for the Blind is available. For further information regarding this program, call 1-800-895-3863. When are road tests given in my county? Please check with your local examiner or circuit court clerk regarding the schedule for your county. A complete listing of counties requiring appointments for road tests are listed in the back of this manual. For counties that require an appointment, the appointment must be made before a test will be administered. What are the requirements for taking the road test? A valid Kentucky permit which has been held for 180 days by applicants under the age of 21 and 30 days by applicants 21 and older. There are no exceptions to the waiting periods. A licensed driver 21 years of age or older must accompany you to the testing site. The vehicle you use for testing must be properly registered, and proof of liability insurance is required. One of the following will be required as proof. 1. A proof of insurance card furnished by the insurance company. 2. A current insurance policy for that vehicle. 3. A binder from an insurance agent, in writing, stating that insurance is in force. Drivers under the age of 18 must successfully meet requirements of the graduated driver license program, on pages 1 and 2, before the road test is administered. Note: rental cars must have the driver's name listed on the rental contract as an operator. What equipment is required for my vehicle? Brakes. Every motor vehicle, when operated upon a highway, shall be equipped with brakes adequate to control the movement of, and to stop and hold, the vehicle. There shall be separate means of applying the brakes, each of which shall be effective to apply the brakes to at least two wheels. If the separate means are connected in any way, they shall be so constructed that failure of any one part of the operating mechanism shall not leave the motor vehicle without brakes on at least two wheels. Lights. Your vehicle must have two headlights and two taillights. Headlights on high beam must be strong enough to light the road sufficiently to reveal a person 350 feet ahead. They must not shine a glaring light into the eyes of an oncoming driver. When approaching an oncoming vehicle at night, you must use the low beam the last 500 feet before meeting and passing. When following a vehicle, dim your lights before coming closer than 200 feet of the vehicle in front of you. The rear light, or taillight, must be red and must be lighted and placed so it can be seen 500 feet behind your vehicle. A vehicle must also be equipped with at least two red brake lights to the rear. All motor vehicles must have brake lights. No person shall operate any vehicle required by law to be licensed upon a highway unless it is equipped with a mechanical signal device that would indicate an intention to stop or suddenly decrease speed by illuminating at least two red lights on the rear of the vehicle. License plate. The vehicle must be properly registered with the licensed plate properly displayed and unobstructed. The registration plate must be illuminated so that the letters and numbers of the plate can be read 50 feet away at night. Windshield wiper. A windshield wiper is required on the driver's side of the windshield. The windshield on every motor vehicle shall be equipped with a device for cleaning rain, snow, or other moisture from the windshield. The device shall be so constructed as to be controlled by the operator of the vehicle. Horn. Every motor vehicle and bicycle, when in use on a highway, must be equipped with a horn or other device capable of making an abrupt sound sufficiently loud enough to be heard under ordinary traffic conditions. Every person operating an automobile or bicycle shall sound the horn or sound device when necessary to warn of the approach of his vehicle. Do not use the horn or sound device unnecessarily. A muffler must be on the exhaust to reduce noise and annoying smoke, while protecting the occupants from poisonous fumes. A rearview mirror must be so attached that you can see at least 200 feet to the rear of your car. Steering gear must be in good condition and not have more than 1/4, 1/4, turn free play. Safety glass is required equipment for all windows on cars manufactured after 1968. Turn signals. Mechanical turn signals are required equipment on your vehicle and must be in working order. Safety belts and shoulder belts are required for all passenger vehicles built after December 31, 1967. Light trucks and multi-purpose vehicles are required to have safety belts if built after December 31, 1971. If all passenger safety belts are not in working order, the test will not be given. What equipment must I not have on my vehicle? There are certain items that are unlawful to place on a motor vehicle. When taking the driver's test, your vehicle must not have any red or blue light showing to the front. Green lights are also undesirable. Any siren, bell, or whistle. A muffler cutout. Signs, posters, or stickers on the windshield or any other window in the car, unless required by law. More than three extra driving lights or fog lights. Vehicles equipped with a louvered rear window must have side view mirrors. A person shall not operate any motor vehicle required to be registered in the Commonwealth upon any public highway, road, or street, on which vehicle the rear window is composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which has the effect of making the window non-transparent, unless the vehicle is equipped with side mirrors on both sides. Heavily tinted windows in excess of legal standards. A person shall not operate any motor vehicle, required to be registered in the Commonwealth, on any public highway, road, or street on which vehicle the side wings and side windows on either side forward of or adjacent to the operator's seat are composed of, covered by, or treated with any sunscreening material or other product or covering which has the effect of making the window non-transparent or which would alter the window's color, increase its reflectivity, or reduce its light transmittance, except as expressly permitted. A sunscreening material may be applied to such windows if, when tested on 1/8 inch clear glass, the material has a total solar reflectance of visible light of not more than 25% as measured on the non-film side and a light transmittance of at least 35% in the visible light range. If your vehicle is equipped with a backup camera, you will not be allowed to use it during the road test. What will be inspected on my vehicle? Each applicant must demonstrate that he knows how to operate the following on his vehicle: headlights, dimmer switch, horn, windshield wipers, turn signals, emergency brake, emergency flashers, brake lights. What the road test will consist of. The examiner will inspect the vehicle and examine insurance documents. Rental vehicles are allowed only if the applicant's name appears on the rental contract as an operator of the vehicle. An examiner will accompany you on the road test and will occupy the passenger side of the front seat. Therefore, the passenger compartment, seat, and floor area must be clean or the vehicle may be rejected. Both driver and examiner must wear seat belts, if the vehicle was factory equipped with seat belts. The seat belts must be clean and in working order. Applicants will be required to drive in traffic, encountering normal situations. The examiner will not play tricks during the road test, and you will not be required to do anything unlawful or illegal. What will be scored on the road test? You must be accompanied by a licensed driver who is at least 21 years of age. This licensed driver will not be permitted to ride with you during the road test. He must wait to drive the motor vehicle or ride with you if you do not pass the road test. The test will consist of stops, backing, turning the car around, stopping and starting on a hill, parallel parking, intersection approaches, clutch use, if vehicle is so equipped, speed, turns, lane use, right-of-way use, and overall vehicle control. Any collision, traffic violation, or dangerous act may result in automatic failure, and the test will not be completed. Failure to follow the examiner's instructions 2 times during the test will result in being disqualified. The applicant will be given a score sheet at the completion of the test, indicating whether he passed or failed. A minimum score of 80% is required for passing the test. You will be advised whether you passed or failed, but will not be provided with a numerical score. Should you not pass the road test, you must wait at least 7 days before taking the test again. Practice during this time is recommended. How do I transfer my out-of-state license to Kentucky? Apply at your local circuit court clerk's office, within 30 days of establishing residence. Present a social security card and typed proof of residence. If the applicant's out-of-state license is expired at least 1 day, the written and vision tests will be required. I am not a U.S. citizen. How do I obtain a Kentucky license? Applicants who have a permanent resident or resident alien card will begin the process by applying at their local circuit court clerk's office. All other non-U.S. applicants will begin the process by visiting their local Department of Transportation, DOT, field office. Applicable documents will be examined and, if documents are in order, permission will be granted to receive testing.